Living beings who are entangled in the complicated measures of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Purport. Vasudeva, O Lord Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is the supreme controller of everything. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of the rage of the Almighty. Great asuras like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa and others, who were very powerful living entities, were all killed by the personality of Godhead. And the Almighty Vasudeva has empowered his name with the powers of his personal self. Everything is related to him, and everything has its identity in him. It is stated herein that the name of Krishna is feared even by fear personified. This indicates that the name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna himself. There is no difference at all. Anyone, therefore, can take advantage of the holy names of Lord Krishna even in the midst of greatest dangers. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force of circumstances, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. Translation again. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated measures of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified.
So it is said here that every one of us is afraid, right? That person we are afraid of is afraid of the holy name. You understand? The person that is making us to be fearful is himself afraid of Hare Krishna Mantra. So what should we do? If we want to be free from fear, what should we do? Take shelter of the holy name. Haridas Thakura said, a person who chants Hare Krishna Mantra, if he death has nothing to do with him. But Brahma is a mighty personality. He has no power. So powerful, but he has no power over his senses. We are looking for a big position. But Brahma has the highest position. But he was not secure. The same Lord Brahma, who is so powerful, yet is under the control of his senses. But he took shelter of the holy name. He has the power to initiate Maya. How does that occur? What he couldn't do as Brahma, he did this as Haridastakura. Why? Because he takes shelter of the holy name. It's a name. It's nothing else. Haridastakura stayed with a prostitute for how many days?
3 days.
What was he doing? But chanting the name. He was chanting the name. Because he was hearing the name after some time, because the high potency was very, very contagious. So he started meditating Hare Das. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna. Rama, Rama. Because, you know, he started chanting. Krishna, Hare Das initiated. Durga herself came to Haridas, not only the prostitute, that was sent by a useless king. But Durga herself came to Haridas. Oh, my dear Haridas, Vanta, Kalpataru, Jacha, Kripa, Sundaravita, Paditanam, Bhavanit, you, Vaishnava, you, Namanamaha. You are so merciful, you are so compassionate. You are a shelter for those who are shelterless. Haridas said, yes, yes, yes. Yes, what do you want? See, don't blame me. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Don't think that I'm shameless. I'm a shameless woman. There's no woman in this world that's not attracted to me. So don't blame me. I'm not an exception. I've come to have a session with you. Haridas, that's what I said. Wonderful. Sit down. This is not a woman. It's Durga herself. The controller of this material world. This material world. Durga. She came herself to Haridas. Haridas gave her a seat. Sit down. She has the power that when she appeared, her effulgence turned the whole place into her color. Everywhere was golden. She had golden color. The whole environment was golden. The environment was suitable. It was in the full moon when the mind is fully agitated. All the times she came. And her 6 people were showered on Haridas. Haridas remained on the stop. Okay. He chanted the holy name. He said, sit down. Haridas chanted the holy name. Durga Devi had the name for 3 days. The day she came, she offered obeisance standing. The last day, she offered obeisance fully to Haridas. Fully. And she said, you cheated me. Only you can do this to me. Wherever I appeared, in the midst of sages, when I opened my eyes, before I closed it, all the sages are for the businesses. You, Haridas, you have cheated me for 3 days. I stayed with you. I couldn't influence you because your Krishna is in your heart. Krishna sits in the heart. Therefore, my power cannot hurt you. I have to beg you for one thing. This name you are chanting, this initiative, I want to chant. Haridas Thakura gave Durga initiation into chanting the holy name of Krishna. So, see, don't jump out. You are not the beginner for chanting the Krishna. Durga has been chanting before all of us. He's chanting. Haridas is chanting. The whole world is chanting. So, by being the highest thing that any person can do is what all of you are doing. Continue to do it with talent. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I finished my one. What is the time?
What is the reference of this verse?
It is 115. 114.
1-1.
Canto 1, chapter 1, text 14.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sweet. You should learn it. You should not be afraid. You should just chant Hare Krishna. Not be afraid of anything. So we have reached 9 o'clock. Enjoying ourselves. This is the activity for human beings. We should be very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us this wonderful. Many people are gathering in so many places. What are they doing? They're gratified themselves. Gratification of services means to stay longer in this world. We are extending our material life. But this gathering is wonderful because we are here chanting, celebrating the religion of this age, chanting the religion. See, children are dancing, women are dancing. Nobody remembers anything. So this is the best activity for human beings. You should call it chanting. You want to chant? But we are not chanting. Click on that. Come on. श्री प्रभुपाद की जाए, हरे नाम प्रभु की जाए।